Excuse me, Chief Use, he said, but I was asked to return your bag. Another guest found it in the female's lounge.
Dina's eyes widened in surprise, but only for an instant. Then she smiled and said, Thank you. I didn't even realize I'd left it. She took the purse and placed it in her lap. I'll have to keep a closer watch on it. Had Dina been the kind of woman who carried a big handbag, Han might not have found the exchange so suspicious. But she had not been carrying this bag when they arrived. He was sure of it. She had been carrying a tiny satchel, which was now nowhere to be seen. Maybe she had left a purse in the refresher, but it wasn't this one. By the time the guard left the table, Han's first two chip cards had arrived. He tipped them up and saw a 9 of sabers and a 10 of flasks, then looked back toward the observation rail. The mix of the crowd had subtly changed. There were more guards at the rail now, and while they wore the standard uniforms of the casino staff, they were all large human males with rugged faces and calloused knuckles. Even more telling, their blue security coats were often too small, sometimes so small they looked more like tunics than tabards. No wonder the high rollers hadn't protested when Gev cut ahead of the line. She was backed by Mandalorians. Han looked around the room and saw that extra guards had been posted at the doors, and there were more quietly slipping into the room. When he glanced at Leia, it was clear she hadn't missed the new development either.
The bet is to you, Captain Solo, the Duro said. It stands at 5,000 credits to each pot.
Han turned back to find Myrta Gev's gaze fixed on him. Her lip curled into a faint sneer. The only player with two wagers stacked in front of her, she was clearly the person who had opened the betting.
Something wrong, Captain Solo? Gev asked. In over your head, perhaps?
Not likely, sister.
Before responding to the bet, however, Han turned to the Duros dealer and asked,
Say, when did this place change hands?
I'm sorry, but management has recently asked us not to discuss ownership.
The faintest hint of a smile flashed across the dealer's noseless face. Then he continued,
I hope you understand, Captain.
Sure, no problem,
Han said, understanding exactly why the Duros had used the word recently. In essence, he'd answered Han's question. It was one of the benefits of being a good tipper. Dealers like to keep him happy, short of cheating, of course.
Thanks anyway.
Sorry, I couldn't be more helpful, the Duros replied. Will you be calling the ladies' bet?
Han studied Gev's cool expression, wondering how much of his plan the Krefs had anticipated, and how much Dina Yus had told them. Yus hadn't known which casino Han would pick, but she had known they were heading to Valnus. In fact, she had maneuvered them into it by fingering Tharsten as the guy who'd leaked the tractor beam control codes. Han felt like a fool. But what mattered was how much the Krefs had figured out. Did they realize that Han and his companions weren't actually trying to capture Tharsten's handler? If such a person even existed? Han's real objective was to drive a wedge between the two brothers. Had the Krefs figured that out too?
Probably,
he decided. They were Kalumai, after all.